This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, listen carefully. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Now, we know that the state-controlled media in the United States of America, first of all, is all bought and paid for, and it's controlled by the CIA globally. We know that from former, whistleblower, Mr. Udo Ulfkant from out of Germany, who actually exposed the CIA for who they are and what they were doing, who is now no longer with us. No matter what the American people are given concerning the media, knowing what the media is all about, six corporations worldwide, folks, own all the media resources throughout the United States of America and globally. But yet knowing that they don't tell the truth and that they have a 21% approval rating, regardless, friends, of you knowing all of this, you are assailed yet once again. Interestingly enough, it was just told to us a week and a half ago, by a member of the cabinet of the new incumbent president of the United States of America, that if you expect these people to just give back unto you that which was taken away concerning your freedoms, you better think again. He's exactly right on, folks. It's called a good fight of faith. And if you want your rights, friends, then you're going to have to fight for your rights every step of the way, because they're never taken away, friends. They're always forfeited. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends. The loony professor and the desperation of the state-controlled media. You've been hearing much about fake news this and fake news that, and now all of a sudden we have Snopes coming out and finding out who they are and what they're all about, and they're the ones to point the finger and tell you anyone that would dare expose the state-controlled media for who they really are and the crimes that they are perpetuating against we the people on a daily basis. Well, they want you to believe the opposite is true. So in saying that, what we're going to be talking about today is a Melissa Zimdars. She said, some people are asking which news sources I trust, and all I can say is that I read, watch, listen very widely from mainstream corporate-owned sources like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, etc., as well as the Atlantic National Public Radio, NPR, and various local and alternative sources with different political perspectives. Really, friends, what she's saying is a different political perspective. In other words, those that are actually advocating the communist advancement of their cause in the United States through propaganda and the use of useful idiots such as herself. Now, again, keep in mind, what's going on in the United States of America, folks, is the desperation of the state-controlled media. They don't want to be found out. You know, it's interesting because the mainstream media has been circulating a viral list of so-called fake news websites, and the list includes establishment news sites like the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yes, we're on the list. Breitbart, Red State, The Daily Wire, Project Veritas, and many other credible sources, friends. But they want you to believe that they are false and fake news outlets. Why could that be? But what we have found concerning who's behind all of this is none other than Professor Melissa Zimdars. She's a leftist, if you'd like to call it that, a criminal-minded individual, president-bashing assistant professor in Massachusetts who's behind the effort to target and discredit legitimate friends, legitimate news sources for the very purposes of you believing what she has to say. And I'm sure, due to the fact that she is in her young 30s, friends, she has an extensive list of experiences and an extensive record of experience, friends, concerning the media resources and their credibility, those that have credibility and those that don't have credibility. Now, what's interesting about all of this, friends, is the fact that what I want you to know before we start rocking this topic today concerning fake news and who's behind it, I want you again to remember, friends, who they are that's calling the fake news. In so many different ways, it's like the frog calling the prince ugly. It's like the devil calling the Lord Jesus Christ a liar, when in fact we know the opposite is true. But this is what we have here. And again, this is the definition, friends, of nothing short of, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said it, they needed them as useful idiots, and here we have it. But what I want you to understand is, for the record, it's called libel. And friends, I also want you to understand that this is illegal. This is not lawful. Isn't it interesting you have groups like the ACLU, you have communist organizations, atheist organizations, you have these lawless organizations, these homosexual sodomite promoting their propaganda and attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. Well, now we have these guys jumping into the fight, and we have Wikipedia, and we have these other sources, folks, that claim themselves to be legitimate. And then what they do is they set themselves up on the website, they set themselves up against those that are actually calling them out for who they really are, but they want you to believe that they're legitimate because they're the ones on the front page of the Google search. When in fact, friends, the way to gauge those that are true American patriots under the umbrella of the Christ, friends, do keep in mind, they're the ones that are being labeled as the haters. They're the ones that are being called out for being vicious and all these other things that you've allowed criminals to call them, friends, in so many different ways. You want to gauge those that are getting the job done by the trouble that's around them. And friends, what we're seeing today is we're seeing a whole lot of people just going along, the good sheeple in America just going along, and what they're doing is they're actually loving on the people that are doing the oppressing rather than the other way around. But again, friends, keep in mind, this is libel. This is illegal. Here we have Merrimack College Assistant Professor Melissa Zimdars, a 30-something self-identified feminist and activist who has expressed great dislike for the new president-elect and the new vice president-elect. And see, the problem she's having, friends, is Zimdars published and circulated a list of fake, false, or regularly, she said, misleading websites that are shared on Facebook, of course, and social media. She said she began writing the list because she didn't approve of the sources her students in college were citing. Why? Because it contradicted her propaganda, America. And that's exactly what's going on through fake news in the United States of America. But what I always like to do is I like to just call them out for who they are. I like to expose them for who they are and point the finger at the one that's responsible for the fake news. We'll be right back. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Folks, you can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Facebook Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, during the first segment, we've been talking about the loony professor and the desperation of the state-controlled media. Now, listen carefully. Zimdars published and circulated a list of fake, false, or regularly misleading websites that are shared on Facebook and social media. In other words, friends, she's calling it fake news to those that expose them for who they are. She said she began writing the list because she didn't approve. She didn't approve. She didn't approve. She didn't approve of the sources her students were clinging to. Now, I didn't know that it was the job of these little communist professors, but I know that a good portion of the American people have been led to believe that these professors are nothing but a bunch of communists, which they are. But again, keep in mind, the older ones are a bunch of hippies, friends, that are burnt out on PCP, that gravitated to this false grace in America and this false love in America, and they took on a communist ideology, and they began teaching your kids in the 60s that we are a democracy when, in fact, we are not. We're a constitutional republic, Article 2, Article 4, Section 4. And we're ruled by law, not by opinion. But see, here we have one of these, the fruit that doesn't fall, or the apple that doesn't fall too far from the tree, like this loony professor, Zimdars, who published and circulated a list of fake, false, or regularly misleading websites that are shared on Facebook or social media. She began writing this list because she didn't approve of the sources her students were citing. As if to suggest that, well, we're going to go ahead and tear down our history, and now I want you to come to me so I can give you my opinion concerning our history. And in many cases, she offers no explanation for why the news organizations were included on her list. Friends, I don't have time to go down the list. But I can tell you this right now, she had help. And this is the establishment in which Americans are sick and tired of that helped her write out this list. You better bet your bottom dollar. They just had to find a useful idiot to do her biddings for her. And I'm sure her pay, she probably got a scholarship. She probably got her her college fees all paid off. Friends, I guarantee you, you can mark my words, if not one of those things have been taken care of or paid for, all of them have. Because this is how politicians operate. But again, keep in mind, she said she began writing the list of fake news because she didn't approve of the sources her students were citing. But folks, isn't it interesting? If you dare call out what they're teaching you through their books, to their courses, their classes, whatever the case is, friends, in so many different ways. I don't know if you know this or not, America, but do you realize that if there is misinformation in textbooks, in schools, or in colleges, you can sue the state for that? You can set the record straight? But the fact of the matter is nobody really cares about it until you begin to see the fruit of what is going on. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We reap what we sow. Now, I want you to listen to this again, friends. In many cases, she offers no explanation for why the news organizations were included on her list of fake news. Now, outside of the fact that the media has a 21% approval rating, which you all, listeners of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, are well aware of, and the state-controlled narrative is being called out for their defamation, libel, slander, and lies on a continuous basis in this country, well, folks, you must understand that this is how these people respond. They shout and they shoot. They shout and they shoot. They shout and they shoot because that's all they know how to do because they don't have the facts on their side. They don't have the laws on their side. So they just throw out there, look at all these fake news. Look at all these fake media resources. Well, why are they fake? Define that for us, because I don't agree with it, and I don't like my students making reference to media sources that I don't approve of. There you have it, right there. And again, friends, keep in mind, this is called libel. This is illegal. She's giving false information like that of Snopes, like that of Wikipedia, like that of these other sources, friends. For some reason, the state-controlled narrative is right there to prop them up in an attempt to legitimize their falsities, their lies, every step of the way. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Now, just to prove my point, the mainstream media outlets, in hopes of propping up yet more lies, did you know that the Los Angeles Times actually picked this loony professor up and circulated her fake news list? The Times headlined its story, "Want to keep fake news out of your news feed?" Did you hear what I said? See, folks, this is called desperation. They're caving in. Americans are beginning to call them out for who they are. And by the way, that is one good thing Donald Trump has done. But I've been doing it for 15 years. The Times, the Los Angeles Times, headlined the story of this loony professor that didn't like her students referencing media outsources to the ones that she didn't agree with. And they began to pick up the same narrative as this lunatic called a professor, 30 years old. Okay? Here we have it. The Times headlined it. The story, "Want to keep fake news out of your news feed?" A college professor creates list of sites to avoid. And, of course, the Times offered no details of Zimdar's lack of qualification or background. Hey, and furthermore, friends, it's interesting. When I do high school assemblies, it's amazing how the media just attacks me. It's amazing how every time I step into a public arena, the media is there somehow. They knew I was going to be there. They don't want me teaching the kids their history. They don't want me exposing the corrupt media for who they are. And they spend a lot of time trying to set the narrative on guys like me because they don't want me talking back. They just want you to believe what you're told to believe, not to what the truth is. Not to what the truth is. Propagandist organizations such as CNN, The Washington Post, Boston Globe, New York Magazine, USA Today, Business Insider, the Austin American Statesman, the Dallas Morning News, and others spread the list like gospel, and they cited it in their reports. Why would the state-controlled narrative be set to go approve of an individual that they didn't do a background check on? I mean, what, did they list her qualifications or her background? No, she already told you what the problem is. She told you that she's medium-minded. I started the show off acknowledging the fact that, friends, she was asked as to what news sources that she trusts. She said, all I can say is that I read, watch, listen very widely from mainstream corporate-owned sources. Interesting she would use those words. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the Wall Street Journal. Hey, let me say this to you, lady. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, she has taken the bait every step of the way. And she wants everybody else to be as stupid, literally, as she is. And she is stupid on purpose. She said the Boston Globe, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, as well as the Atlantic, National Public Radio, NPR America. Really, she said it. You can't make this up. And various local and alternative sources with different political perspectives. Communist perspectives. Why don't you just say it? Because that's what it is. And if it wasn't, then why did the state and the mainstream media outlets, why did they pick it up and run with it as if it was gospel? Well, folks, it's getting better. Just hold up for a second here. Remember, Professor Zimdars, when asked about clarification on her expertise or criteria for deciding which news sources to include on her list, when she was asked, Merrimack Vice President of Communications Jim Chiavelli replied, thanks for your question to the President, Professor Zimdars' pedagogy. The college has no comment for this story. This is how they get away with what they get away with. Because there's so many people that stand in contradiction of the information that they're giving you, but yet you agree to it by tolerating what they do to you. I said to you yesterday, I said to you the day before, when you go without justice concerning these people committing the crimes against we the people, you are at length protecting them and yourselves. You're protecting them that mean to destroy you, because keep in mind, as they're digging the hole and you do nothing about it, sooner or later you're both going to fall in it. And that includes our country, America. That is why I'm continuously blowing the trumpet on these sorts of individuals, friends. This is crime. This is called libel. It's defamation in so many different ways, and it's malicious intent. We'll be right back.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
One 866 582 9933. Talking about the loony professor and the desperation of the state-controlled media. Folks, I was just highlighting the fact that this college professor, folks, just mark my words, it's going to get better, okay? I'm just kind of giving you a slow oversight of who this individual is and how the state-controlled media was right there to help set the narrative to anybody that would dare expose them for who they really are. When asked concerning to clarify to us her expertise concerning Mrs. Zimdars or her criteria for deciding which news sources to include on her list. Folks, how telling is this? What do they have to do to tell on themselves, friends? Because this is how they do it. This is what they're doing. It doesn't get any more clear than this. When she was asked to clarify her expertise or her criteria for deciding which news sources to include on her list, she was asked, and the response came from none other than Merrimack Vice President of Communications, Jim Chiavelli. He replied, "Thanks for your question to the president about Professor Zimdar's pedagogy. The college has no comment for this story." Wow. And they get away with it. Oh, we have no comment. Oh, okay, now everybody just bow down and know that she knows what she's talking about. It's just like a bunch of Americans accepting politicians for who they really are. Speaking of which, did you hear during the break, friends, Paul Ryan standing on his own now, isn't he? No more Obama to blame. Hey, friends, how many times did I tell you who is responsible for what's going on? He's attempting to prop up what's going on concerning Obamacare, isn't he? Why? Because he's a part of the problem, America. He's a part of the problem. Matter of fact, if you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, now they're starting to talk. Congressman Jim Jordan, let's repeal Obamacare, not create some different form of Obamacare. Exactly. Uproot it. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. But here you have the likes of another politician that the American people have accepted. Well, we heard from so-and-so and so-and-so. He's a good guy, said the conservative, yesterday's liberals. Yeah, we heard that he was a good guy. Yeah, did you judge him by his fruit the way the Lord told you to judge him by his fruit? Oh, no. I listen, hey, I've been doing this a little longer than you, son. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir, oh, wise one. Grasshopper now begins to kneel before the master. I mean, it's ridiculous, friends. Let's get back to this. Friends, let me say this. It's time for you to question authority all the way across the boards. That's been entrusted to our representatives to serve we the people. Let's keep that in mind. They work for us. We don't work for them. The college has no comment for this story. And friends, let me reaffirm what's going on inside your heart right now. It is a story. That's all it is a story. It's fictitious. You know, and this comes to my aid right now, too. Just personal experience. We just got back from California. We were out there for 2 weeks. Folks, you walk up and down the aisle, you should see what adults are doing with their time. They're gambling online. They're gambling on their phones. They're watching movies or they're reading some filthy gossip magazine. Why are you in trouble? There's another part of the reason right there. And it's not, folks, I'm not just randomly throwing out something that I could highlight on the radio. No, it's overwhelming to what people feed on. And no wonder why they're succumbing to tyranny, friends. You know all those filthy magazines when you go through the grocery stores? You notice how divorce and I'm cheating, drug use, this, that, and the other thing? Sexual immorality. I mean, Cosmopolitan now has to cover up their magazines. Did you know that all those magazines are bought and paid for to be placed right there? Just thought I'd share that with you. You're being targeted, America. The college has no comment for this story. In response to the list, PJ Media's Stephen Cruiser wrote, "It's no surprise that a college professor compiled this list. What's galling is it that the Los Angeles Times reported on it without mentioning that it is complete garbage." Of course not. And what they'll do is they'll put her up, just like Wikipedia, they'll put her up just like SPLC and the ACLU and other organizations that are zeroing in on the Christians to shut them down, and they'll put them up as credible sources. And because the media and those that are behind the media, because they trust that the American people will go no further, they're going to go ahead, because they feel your mush, says the communist, they're going to go ahead and continuously destroy until they feel your steel. But folks, it's complete garbage. And of course it is, and they all know, friends, that it's nothing but garbage. But yet, this is what they do continuously to prop up the establishment in which so many Americans claim that they're so sick and tired of. Hey, friends, let me say this, because you need to hear this. Bradley, every time I listen to your radio program, it's something that we have to do. It's a responsibility that we need to take. Yes, you're right. Who else is supposed to fix the wrongs? You still have the freedom to right the wrongs. Why would that be burdensome? I mean, you'd think you'd find joy in that. Read Hebrews 12 when you get a moment. Bearing your cross, we have the joy of the Lord. Yeah, it's not without the cross. You know, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Hey, folks, if you don't think ministry, everybody has ministry. Those that call themselves Christians, you have a particular ministry that you must fulfill. Read Ephesians 4 when you get a moment. Verse 11. And you're to do the work of an evangelist. That's everybody, not just a particular few that are on the radio. No. That applies to everybody. But when Paul was talking about fighting the good fight of faith, that applied to everybody. Because keep in mind, he said, I'll show you my faith by my works. See, because faith without works is dead. And this is what we see in America. There's a whole lot of professors talking about their faith in Jesus, but there's nothing to back it up. Remember the Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 2, without the Spirit, the body is dead. So I would ask you many Christians out there, where is the Christ? He's MIA in your life because he will not bear witness to a lie. He will only bear witness to the truth. To he what? The Son hath life. And if they don't have life, they don't belong to him, friends. Let's call it for what it is. You know, when you listen to conservative outlets, what are they doing? They're magnifying the problem. What am I doing? I'm magnifying the answer by showing you the problem. And see, most people don't like that. This is having church. This is showing the world our faith by our works, not without. Read Ephesians 2. Read the whole of it in context. So every time you listen to this radio show, well, probably it's just, you know, it's we got to do this, that, and the other thing. Well, when you listen to the conservatives, what do you hear today, friends? Nothing. Nothing about resolve. And what's interesting is those people that you listen to me on a 24/7 basis, 6 days, 7 days a week, which you can listen to us on GCN.com, it's interesting that if a football coach was to fail his team one or two or three or four times consecutively, you'd want him removed. Isn't that right? Why? Because he's not getting the job done. Well, there you have how the Lord looks upon you. That's why the Lord chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty, to bring to naught those that are, friends. So you have a responsibility. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. It doesn't mean for someone else to uphold dying laws. It reminds me of what none other than Thomas Paine said, that listen, if we're in this free republic, this constitutional republic, then we are all fatigued in upholding those laws to remain a free people. That's exactly right. It's not just for a couple people, but I can just answer back by the Holy Ghost when people are saying, well, Bradley, every time I listen, you're always telling us what we have to do. You better bet your bottom dollar it's what you have to do. Because it's not somebody else's responsibility. First of all, let me go to the other side of this sword. Why would I have to tell you to do, why would I have to tell you to right the wrongs if you're so grateful for the sacrifice that's been made on your behalf? Why would I have to tell you to do anything? Hey, to he who's been forgiven much, loves much. That's the guy. You don't have to tell him a thing. He's looking for more to do. He's looking to be spent. He understands the gifts that God has bestowed upon them. If you're faithful with one, I'll give you two. If you're faithful with two, I'll give you five. If you're faithful with five, I'll give you ten. Then what, Lord? I want the hundredfold here in Jesus' name. Then you just keep pressing forward. Because he said to David, and David asked, because he heard, ask of me, for the heathen is thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. And the Lord gave it to him. Most people are looking to be excused because they're too busy doing something that is completely vain. All is vanity. All is vanity, America. What is the conclusion of the whole matter? Fear God and keep his commandments. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every work, whether it be evil or whether it be good. That is the whole of the commandment right there. Fear God and keep his commandments. And why do you do it? Because of the love of God that's been shed in your heart by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5. Why would the love of God be brought to your heart? Because you'd be repentant when you see Christ on Calvary, bleeding that battlefield red with his blood to be the propitiation of my sins. I'm the one that's guilty. The Holy Ghost comes to me to bring godly repentance. And it starts with individuals. So yes, when you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the word does command you, not suggest to you, but command you what your duty is before God. You go ahead and turn the dial, but now the fact of the matter is you have a knowledge of the truth that's been given unto you, and you will hold it all the way to the day of judgment. Hebrews 9:27. This kind of stuff that I'm highlighting right now, this loony professor and the desperation of the state-controlled media is all rolling out right now. It's a sign of desperation. They're scared to death that you're going to catch on. And I've told you this 1.5 million times, America. But it's only when you respond and bring the law down upon these people, again, to establish judgment, which guards our liberty. And until that happens, these people are going to continuously do the things that they do. And you can call them all sorts of names, all that you want, but you know they're criminals. You know they're breaking the law. And if you're the law, then enforce it. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting the loony professor and the desperation of the state-controlled media and calling them out for who they are. Who's responsible for calling it fake news? And why are they calling it fake news? Because it exposes them for who they are. It's totalitarianism, friends. It's the same method, different day. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. Let's go back to this assistant professor, by the way. Melissa Zimdars is also a columnist and a contributor for Little Village Magazine, a lawless-leaning magazine that says it's focused on issues, ready, for racial justice. Look at a sports arena, folks. I don't care if it's a basketball court, football field, baseball field. What color are those people? Okay. Gender equity. Okay. There is law. Okay. Just keep that in mind. In every state concerning gender equity, keep in mind equity is always made reference to law, but they don't want to bring in law to the equation because, again, it exposes the sodomite lifestyle and the transgenders for who they are. Criminals. Okay. Look at every state statute in the United States of America. You will find that sodomy is a felony in every state statute. Okay? But again, you don't want to talk about law. You just want to talk about these poor people, right? Well, she also hits critical culture issues like economic and labor justice and environmental sustainability. Her Twitter profile describes her as a feminist and an activist. Okay? Zimdar's social media accounts are protected from public view. Did you hear what I said? She didn't want her social media, her media accounts to be in public view, so she protects them. You want to talk about a walking contradiction? You want the definition of a hypocrite? There you have it right there. Leading Twitter Vanessa Bealey to note that Zimdars can't take the heat. This is the lady calling everybody fake news. She can't take the heat, and she has her accounts protected from public view. Named fake media and then protected all her own media sites. Wow, America, what they will get away with. Newsbuster found tweets from Zimdars harshly criticizing the president-elect and vice-president-elect during the vice presidential debate in October. Undocumented workers, said Zimdars, workers contribute more to this country. Listen carefully. Undocumented workers, illegal immigrants, I'm calling it for what it is, contribute more to this country beyond taxes than Trump ever has or ever will, she tweeted on October 4th. You are dealing with sick-minded reprobates, friends. The same day she tweeted to Pence that Hillary's basket of deplorables comment doesn't equal Trump's constant sexist, racist, homophobic, and xenophobic comments. And when the little professor was asked what the media resources that she read and trusted, as I brought up two different times during the show, keep in mind, she said, Melissa Zimdars, she did, some people are asking which news sources I trust. All I can say is that I read, watch, listen very widely from mainstream corporate-owned sources. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, etc., as well as the Atlantic, National Public Radio, NPR, and various local and alternative sources with different political perspectives, said this little Looney Tune. Well, let's pull the curtain back on the media so you can see who's doing the reporting. Now, friends, keep in mind she brought up the New York Times. This is what she said everybody needs to read. This is her trusted media source. The New York Times. Did you know that Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960, said the New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view, the lawless point of view? Did you know that Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, she mentioned corporate media outsources, friends? And resources, well, this is one of them. Richard Salent said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. And this is the mindset that this loony professor took on. And who's there to prop her up? Well, a sure sign of the desperation of the state-controlled media, attempting to prop up another lie. And friends, if I bring into correlation what I've talked about in the past, this is how tyrants do the things that they do. And when the curtain's pulled back on history after the tyrant is dealt with, guess what they find out? That the tyrant was always premising everything that he did on a lie. On a lie. Hey, folks, you're supposed to, according to Mrs. Looney Tunes here, I trust media sources, corporately owned, New York Times, which is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. And then going to the corporate-owned media like CBS, Richard Salent, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. You're supposed to listen to this overly qualified media resource specialist, friends, because, again, keep in mind, she doesn't like the fact that her students are actually referencing media sources that are telling the truth and which, in turn, expose her for who she is. Oh, do you remember? Let's go back over to CBS, another corporately owned media resource. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. This is what you're supposed to listen to, not to those crackpots kicking out fake news that are actually making reference to the Word of God in the Bible. No, that's conspiratorial. Folks, these are the same people to a greater degree of lawlessness that have been suppressing the American people in this country. America, the media needs to be dealt with. They need to be lawfully dealt with. And you remember what Amber Lyon, former CNN journalist, said concerning another corporately owned media resource from CNN. She was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the Communist Network. Right? And then she also told us that CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. And then only to find out that Obama's administration, and this has been going on for years in this country, has been paying for CNN's content. And then we found out from the likes of Dr. Udo Ofcott, German editor and a journalist, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Yes, they are. He said that journalists are taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. He said that the CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists, Dr. Udo Ofcott, who is now dead. And by the way, if you'd like to make direct reference to what he said, William Casey from the CIA, the director under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believe is completely false." And my mind goes to Deuteronomy 28, where the Bible tells us, "The wicked flee when none pursue." This is your political pundits, and this is the media minions that are working hand in glove to keep everything stirred up. Do you have real enemies? You better bet your bottom dollar you have a real enemy, because if you don't make them your friend, you're going to face them on Judgment Day. Acts 20, verse 21. Hey, folks, truth be told, finally, these people simply blurted out their fears when declaring any media outlet that said anything contrary to the state-controlled propagandist and their narrative, when they called them fake news, they told on themselves right then and there. How many times, Luke 12:2, by the way, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. America, how many times do you need to play the stooge for a bunch of people that are getting paid to destroy your country? How long will you leave off justice, America, when it comes to the likes of these people that tell you a lie 24/7? As a matter of fact, Rachel Maddow was just busted now, again, from MSNBC. How many times is that? How many times is that she's been busted? Where is the justice? Where is the law? Again, going back to Donald Trump, where's the enforcement of the law, the rule of law? When does that come into play? When does that apply to the media that nobody believes? You can listen to attorneys say that the media, they believe that they are above the law, they are an arrogant people. And until again, America, you set the precedent that you will not tolerate this any longer, it's going to go on. And it's going to go on, and it's going to go on, and it's going to go on. And for those that did not know, for the time allotted before the end of the show here, do a little work on Representative Oscar Calloway from 1917, because they found that there was 12. They needed to hire 12 individuals to go out there and find how many papers they needed to purchase to go ahead and control the policy of the papers in the United States of America. This was known. It's in the congressional record. This was known in 1917. It's all bought. And it's all paid for. And friends, just keep in mind, be careful, because the papers may have you loving on those that are doing the oppressing. And sad to say, there's too many that are. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.